You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors on the first day of the new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And tonight I'm speaking to Pietri Riedlinghuis from Herenia Capital Advisors. Yeah, just one of those uninspiring days, and uninspiring is probably understating the case. In other words, red across the board, Pietri.
Not only that, there was also, well, good afternoon. I think let's start there.
Thank you.
Not only red across the board, but also Safex had some issues today. So the all share index future was down, and that just drained all the liquidity and volume away from the market. So it was deathly quiet as well. But like you mentioned, yeah, broad-based red, top 40 down 0.8%, resource 20 down 1.2%, industrials down 0.5%, financials down 0.7%. So really just across the board that the market's paired off. And it's interesting because we saw quite a strong bounce from the U.S. In the later part of last week. Well, they did pull back on Friday. But given the context of this coronavirus and all that stuff, you know, markets are actually doing pretty well. The U.S. at the moment is also
It's up about a third of a percent, having been down. Yes, it's unbelievable.
So interesting, though, if you look at something, I saw a stat today on a rolling 12-month period, the Fed has done the greatest liquidity injection into markets in history. Well, since 1969. So this is since we've been measuring, really, I guess. But on a rolling 12-month period. So these open market operations that they're doing in the repo markets, these are huge, huge, huge liquidity injections that's happening. It's the biggest it's ever been. So it's not quantitative easing, but hey, it's free money nonetheless, right? So I don't know. That's very supportive of markets. I think it's a lot of the reason why I think U.S. markets are trading so strong.
The other reason is some good corporate results. And again, just liquidity being pumped into the system, the giant Ponzi scheme, as some people are describing it as. Let's have a look at some of the movers today. The JSE's closed now, obviously. African Rainbow Minerals up nearly 2%. Barlow World up nearly 2%. Anglo-American Platinum 1 2/3% higher. Northam up 1.6%. Kumba Iron Ore up 1 1/3%. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 commodity producers in the top five of the big stocks. And that's, I think, to do with the Rand being at around 15.10.
Yeah, I think that is obviously a bit supportive. It was a bit different to what I was anticipating coming into this week. I thought that commodity prices would be largely weaker and that the weaker Rand wouldn't really help. But we are actually seeing gold relatively stable, palladium up, copper slightly flatter up, iron ore up. So the weaker rand really sort of helping out that sector. But unfortunately, the rest of our market is getting the ugly stick today, if you can call it that.
Talking about ugly sticks, whatever that means, Soko Sun, having been up 9% on Friday, is now down 6% on Monday off a higher base. So it's eradicated most of the gains from Friday. Aspen Pharmacare, a 4.4% loser. We haven't spoken about that for a while, but that's for another time. Investec Property Fund down 4.25%. Sasol, this is a big one, down 4.25%, my pet short, 224. And Sappi is down 3.5%. Yeah. There's a sinister feel about those five on the downside. Soko Sun is a volatile stock, but the other ones, Aspen, Investec Property Fund, Sasol and Sappi, not a particularly pretty picture.
Look, I'll be honest. I mean, okay, so it's not the first time I'm trying to go long Sasol. It's not the first time, I mean, not Sasol, Aspen. It's not the first time I'm wrong. So again, sitting long in the stock's down, one of the biggest losers on the day, right?
Yeah.
And you would think, we would actually think that given the, given this health risk, that the stocks would do well, and they're not, which is a bit.
What do you think they're going to come up with a vaccine in double quick time? I mean, come on now.
Well, I mean, they're going to sell medicine and masks and all sorts of stuff, right?
No, I don't think they are. I don't think Aspen makes masks, and I don't think they're going to sell medicine.
No, they don't. No, they make generics,
exactly.
Right?
So I think your link is tenuous at best. But anyway, you want to be long of it. You want to put out a good story because you're long of it, right?
Well, I have to talk my bias, right? Well, I don't have to, but it's the way that we justify these things to ourselves. Look, I mean, it's almost going to stop me out if it goes down anymore tomorrow morning, and that's fine. I'll take my hiding and I'll move on.
As one does, but, as a trader. Let's have a look at the market data, because I know you've got to go off to some other dinosaur media group. to impart your wisdom.
Old school radio, right? Yeah.
Dollar rand is 1502. British pound against the rand is 1943. And the euro rand is 1642 with the euro dollar 109.30. That dollar keeps on doing its thing. I say it every day, but it's small increments, but it does well. Dow Jones futures were down around about 150 earlier on today. They're now up. And of course, the Dow Jones real is up around about 0.25%. S&P the same. And the NASDAQ 0.4% higher. If we have a look at commodity prices, 1572 is the gold price, up a couple. The platinum price is down nearly eight at 960. The oil price, 1.25% weaker, 54.43. Tell me about palladium, please, because this is a constant source of fascination for me.
Palladium actually up on the day, 1.5%, 2,351.
Very good indeed.
Interestingly enough, I actually did a little comparison over the weekend to just the sort of price formation that we're seeing on palladium. And if we don't make if we fail to make a new high, I think that we may see. So there's a bit of a thesis here, if you can spare me a second.
Of course.
Palladium up primarily on the back of, you know, excessive demand from the auto manufacturing industry. Well, a couple of factories are already closed because of demand, you know, because of the coronavirus situation in China. Fiat, one of the world's biggest producers, also came out and said if the situation does not resolve itself in the next 2 weeks, they have to close their factory.
They've closed, so, Fiat Honda have closed, is it Renault Honda? I don't know, but anyway, I saw on CNN this afternoon that a European factory has closed down because of the components not coming from China, because the component factories in China are still closed, even after the authorities told people to reopen their factories. This is now spreading. It's called supply chain worries.
Yes, exactly. And this obviously causes demand issues for palladium, right? And if I was an auto manufacturer and I'm forced to close my thing, my factory because, you know, my components aren't coming, well, this is a good opportunity for me to switch from this expensive palladium onto my platinum production line, isn't it?
It takes 2 years, though,
we're
unfortunately.
Going to be done anyway.
Yeah, and maybe there's some stockpiles of platinum. But anyway, it's a very interesting situation. Give us the closing JSE indices on this first and rather soggy day of a new trading week.
All righty. Top 40 index down 0.75% at 51,007. Resource 20 index down 1.33%. Industrial 25 index down just under 0.5%. Financial 15 index down 0.7%. The general retailers index down just over 1%, so that's taking a bit of heat as well.
Yeah.
Gold mining index 1.4% down, platinum mining 1.25% up, general mining 1.3% down.
Okay, I'm going to give you a quote now, my quote of the day, and it is to do with Apple, but there's no reason for me to do this apart from the fact that when we talk about car manufacturers and we talk about old economy stocks, you think of the Fed and you think of the fourth industrial revolution stocks that have been driving the market. And somebody sent me this yesterday and it goes as following. The oldest computer was owned by Adam and Eve. It was an Apple with very limited memory. Just one byte and everything crashed. Anyway, that was a stupid quote, but that's all I could find today. Pietri, thank you very much for your time this evening. Good luck on SAFM. That's Pietri Ridlinghuis from Herenia Capital Advisors. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.